Hey, it's Big J Okerson
and Dan Soder. Welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. We'll have new episodes every morning, Tuesday through Friday. You want more Bonfire? You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
You can go to SiriusXM.com/Bonfire for a special 3-month offer.
The Bonfire.
You said you were batting around the idea of, because we're talking about wearing shorts and not pants.
Yeah, I'm wearing a t-shirt tonight on Skanks.
Do it. Do it.
I don't know.
Do it.
It's a lot of sitting. Christine just got me a new t-shirt, like a plain black t-shirt.
How do you like it?
I haven't tried it yet.
You haven't tried it on yet?
No.
Oh, man.
I'm big on t-shirts.
I found this shirt at a...
When I was much heavier, I wore a lot of t-shirts.
Yeah, you used to wear t-shirts all the time.
And then...
What is it now? Is it the way they fit? You don't like the way that the tightness of them?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Because I don't think we're the same, but I think we suffer from a similar thing of body dysmorphia where there's like, I wear double XL t-shirts.
I'm a monster.
No, you're not, though.
I'm a monster.
No, you're not. And then, you know what really helps when you're out in the city? Just start checking out men's tits.
Yeah. A lot of men have tits.
Because you don't realize
most,
it. And then you see it and you're like, hey.
Oh, that's how shirts look.
Yeah. And then it makes you feel better.
I know, I do.
It starts staring
it does
tits,
stare at me.
Men's tits.
I feel so good for people when they're brave to me.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, man, this guy's hot and he's just wearing a tank top. So brave.
But that is a different kind of tank. That's a tank top confidence. You have to have a good body to wear a tank top. A t-shirt, everyone can
wear
a
sleeveless shirts, but only to go run errands.
I wouldn't even do that. I don't wear sleeveless shirts. I wear always a full tank. Oh, crew.
Gotta show people what's going on here.
See? I mean, look at
that. Jacob, take a piece, dude. Go ahead, Black Lou. Don't act like you don't fucking love it.
Me? You're not even going to know what's going on in my torso.
Look how wet Christine got looking at my fucking arm tats on camera.
Yeah. I wear a crew neck. I'm like monarchy. You'll never see me without a t-shirt.
I might do a t-shirt tonight. I want to have a t-shirt. T-shirts will show my tattoos a little more, which I like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Listen, I miss hoodies already.
Yeah.
I already miss it, and I'm excited for their glorious
I just got
shirt.
A whole batch of crew neck sweatshirts.
Yeah, from Johnny Glover.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I got a new one, and I was excited, and now you just...
Although Christine already threw the first one. I only wore one so far. Christine already threw it in the dryer for a hot man. So welcome back home, Christine.
Oh, why? To shrink it? Do you think it's going to shrink? Do those shrink?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't dry them shits at all.
I had a cool purple...
It's merch. It's still merch,
yeah.
Keep in mind.
I had a Queens of the Stone Age purple one that I ordered that was like... I think I wore it on a... Like, you've seen me wear it at home. It was baggy and big. It was like the perfect stoner sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And then Katie was being very nice
and
just did the laundry. And then dried that hoodie, and now it looks like tight. And now I'm like, no, 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 no. You took away all of the...
Before Christine had to go on her trip, she had to do all of her laundry because I know what it's like to have something dry that you don't want dried.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to do it to somebody I love.
Whoa.
Look, it doesn't go both ways in this house. It's fine. What are you going to do?
So, I was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania this weekend. Thanks to everyone that came out to the Improv. Yeehaw. Had a wonderful time.
Did you go to Pimanti Brothers?
Yes.
Really? Was it awesome?
Well, we got it. We ordered out. So we had it because the Nuggets were playing the Blazers and it was the fourth quarter.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were Pimanti Brothers was about to close and it's next to the club.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's right in the not the original one.
Oh, they put one in the
They club. Put one.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's game six, and I want to watch the end of this game. And Paul, the GM, was like, oh, we can just order it. And so I was like, fucking yeah. I brought joints with me, so I was just smoking in the green room, watching the Nuggets beat the Blazers.
Yes, indeed.
And then Merkface, Andy, and I, and Seneca, who was emceeing, had an awesome time. But that was Thursday night. Friday night. Saturday, I always eat really early because I know I'm going to wake up at like 4 in the morning. So I don't want to eat at midnight when I normally eat. So Friday, I was like, oh, I'll go.
4 in the morning for your flight.
Yeah, for my flight. To fly back to New York on Sundays. So Friday night, I usually eat late after the second show.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you can find something. I kind of like there to be nothing open except fast food because then I have the excuse.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I'll do a little Wendy's.
Ooh.
So I found a Wendy's that was open till 2 a.m. We went and sat in this Wendy's drive-thru, and Merkface Andy will testify to this. for 35 minutes without moving. And we're like, there's clearly a problem. We were like the fourth car. We were the fifth car but back from the ordering station. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, there's got to be something going on or else that person would have moved. Someone would have moved. That kept being my rationale. Someone would have moved. Finally, we're like, dude, let's just do McDonald's. Let's just go to McDonald's. We pull out and they're shut down. The Wendy's is completely shut down and these cars are just sitting there. So I was like, I felt so dumb that we just blew that time because by the time we got to McDonald's, it was closed. So then we drive over to a Taco Bell. It's got 5 minutes until the Taco Bell closes and they shut off the line. So Sheetz was too far away and I'm in Pennsylvania. So I was like, I could always do Sheetz. But I tried another gas station sandwich called Get Go.
Ugh.
It was...
It's a bad name.
Yeah, it's not a good name, and it was like if Wawa was on drugs.
If it was on... Really?
Yeah, it was like you could order, you used to order the sandwiches in there. The bread on the sandwiches? Phenomenal.
Come on.
Loved it.
Stop it.
I'm telling you, the bread... I had a regular deli sandwich.
Grab and go?
No, get and go.
It's worse.
Get go? I think it's just called get go. Get go. Yeah, yeah.
Get go.
Go get.
How you gonna go get go right here?
But... I got a turkey sandwich. It's obviously clearly not even in the ballpark of Wawa, but it was like a cheap knockoff.
Deli meats quality,
not terrible.
Was it always wet? Did it look like your turkey ran there?
No, there's no sweat. There was very little sweat on the meat.
No turkey sweat,
but there was some. There was musk.
Did it have a shape that was be unnatural turkey?
I don't know because I. They really fucking rock me with mayo and mustard, which I appreciate.
Ooh, okay, well, I'll tell you what. Talk about a smokescreen that works in life.
Absolutely, for my dumb ass. That, absolutely. Yeah.
Is there a bad ham sandwich if it's slathered with mayo?
Yeah.
No.
I was just holding it, and it was dripping, and as I'm eating this get and go, just so happened to be watching the flipping channels in the very end of First Blood, so I got to watch the song.
The song live. It's a hard road when you're Frank Stallone.
When you're eating a get-go.
It's get-go. A long road.
Merkface got a
First Blood.
Merkface got a chicken parm, and it was like terrible.
I'll tell you what. I've been to Quick Trip. Quick Trip throws it. This is probably all in the realm of Quick Trip.
Yes.
Wawa just has a little extra zip in their step because, one, it's a sandwich culture where they come from.
Yeah.
Two, it's you can't argue with the baked goods. Wherever they're getting their baked goods from is right to them. There's not those apple fritters somewhere else.
No. And by the way, it didn't even contemplate trying to look for an apple fritter or anything of the sorts.
I'll tell you who's coming up, and I've just looked at them. I've never jumped in there. It can't be that good because it's the quality of the place. But 7-Eleven really, they have a baked goods little cabinet there that makes me, every time I walk by, I look at it and I go, I mean, it looks similar.
You know what it is? It's a homeless chick with nice tits.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you doing out here?
Oh, what's up?
How'd you smuggle
those into that fucking
You'd probably do anything for a warm place to sleep.
Oh, you got jelly filled alone at 1:30 a.m. here in a 7-Eleven? What's going on? Yes, 7-Eleven is good brand recognition.
Sure. Well, me and Christine got something from 7-Eleven once right by the counter that I got to tell you, top-notch dessert treat. They're brookie.
What is that?
Whoo! It's a brownie with a big old cookie baked into it.
What, like in The Fly when the two things mix and they come out like
the Brundle Fly of desserts. Yeah.
Yeah, just kill me. Oh God, I'm so delicious.
Now these two went through the fly machine perfectly. It's the perfect merging.
Well,
I've seen some bad mergings. You shouldn't mix certain things. I'm still not bacon and chocolate. Go fuck yourself.
Don't even want to try it. Can I say I'm seeing a lot of donuts as bread on a burger? No thanks.
Insane. Now, last night, me and Christine got froyo. Yeah, I'm bragging a little bit. We got froyo at a place that offers delicious, delicious ice cream sandwiches, and the sandwiches are fresh-baked donuts. Now you're talking something that makes sense.
Yes.
I never understood the donuts outside of chicken.
Donut and meat?
I think you're an ass if you get that.
I don't like donut and meat, and I'm going to go against...
chicken and waffles all together. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Black Lou. Chicken and waffles all together.
I might turn the entire carnival community against me when I say this right now, but I think fried Oreos suck.
Well, now I'm having a problem with you there. That's crazy.
I would rather have a regular Oreo.
Okay. Fine. You'd rather have a regular Oreo, but to say the fried Oreo, it's okay, no.
It doesn't suck.
Not only does it not suck.
I was being divisive.
Buddy,
Yeah,
we're not even talking about
it. With the powdered sugar, it's unbelievable.
But it's not even a similar thing in that. That's funnel cake wrapped around.
Yeah, you're right.
Fucking
I'm
Oreo.
I'm drunk, dude.
You're drunk, dude. Drunk. Are you on the sauce again?
I'm drunk. I'm swinging at everybody. but regular Oreos are better than fried Oreos. We can agree on that. Depending on the mood.
No. Fried Oreo is better, dude. Fried Oreo
Hey, agree to disagree.
You think the regular is better, Lou? Black Lou.
Fried Oreo is awesome.
Better than
you
regular
put it in.
Oreo.
Way better. You put it in pancake batter and fry it. I've done it myself.
Nope.
You've done it yourself.
Wait, you can do it?
Oh, yeah. Damn. With a fryer.
Mm-hmm. And you got that bar set up?
Damn, dude.
Can't wait to host you guys.
Damn,
I know. You better make fried Oreos now.
Yeah, you just put yourself put that on the menu.
Give Dan just a raw, cold, room temp Oreo, please.
Oh, you know what? Better give me a sleeve of them. Because... I'll fucking eat all of them.
You better make it a batch. Yeah. I'm telling you what, while you guys are sitting there, when you guys are all full off your cake Oreos.
Yeah. When you guys are bloated from all your fucking extra bread.
Listen, you can mix all kinds of sweets, and then the salty that gets in there has to be, I got to be able to see it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I love the crunch of a pretzel in ice cream. Wouldn't love the crunch of iceberg lettuce. Does that make sense? Like,
dude, lettuce.
I don't want carrots in my ice cream. It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, are they doing that?
No. Please, God. Is there someone... Look at that. Somebody make veggie ice cream? Oh. I'm not talking about veggie ice cream like it's made from, like, you know, blended up fucking broccoli. I'm talking about, like, instead of delicious almonds and chocolate and brownie bits...
And broccoli?
Broccoli and carrots.
Oh, this
lima
is my,
beans?
This is my broccoli and split pea fucking vanilla ice cream.
If there's nothing, we should take this to Shark Tank, by the way. Listen, let's throw it together. Just let's get a basic ice cream recipe. Let's make it. And then let's just throw in lima beans and shredded carrots and maybe iceberg lettuce. Now that's it for some snap.
Oh, Haagen-Dazs.
No,
it's
not
Japan.
Real.
It also
is it real? Tomato ice cream?
Let me tell you this. If it's Japanese, it's real. Because they do wild, as we know, with the Kit Kat flavors.
I know, dude, but now we're on a different level. Tomato ice cream.
Haagen-Dazs flavor combos, veggies are to eat the peas. What?
Here's what's going to happen.
It's called spoon veg.
Here's what happens with something like this. It's going to be some kind of coloring in it.
Yeah, it's tomato, cherry, and carrot orange.
Oh, yuck.
Veggie spiked scoops.
Yo.
Japanese are nuts, dude.
That's crazy.
Guys, unblur your dicks, and all this will stop. Just show each other your penises, and it's okay.
Yeah, man. Just do gay stuff. It's Pride Month.
No, I didn't say do gay stuff, but you know how they blur it out?
Yeah, yeah.
Just look at a guy's dick.
Yeah, just look at it, and then do gay stuff with it. It's Pride Month.
If you want to.
Even if you don't, just so it's support. Just hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course, that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. Calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Did you guys see the tweet that someone tweeted at me that Feldman said that we're the work of the devil?
Did he really?
Yeah. Yeah. That shows the work of the devil. They are low-life hashtag stalkers who have been obsessed with trying to destroy my music career with a decade of slanderous episodes. I'm going to cut right in right here and say, it's only been 6 years, bud.
Yeah,
Strap in. 6 years. We haven't been around for a decade.
In fairness to him, it probably has felt like a decade.
Oh, my God,
I've been working here, guys, remember, for 10 years.
I could really care. Dude,
hashtag stalkers is pretty hilarious.
I could really care less what they say or do. They can laugh now, but when hashtag judgment day comes, the smiles will be gone. Ass you red.
What does that mean?
Assured. But it's just him being cool. Also, he does the biggest, everyone does this, where they're trying to say, I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
And he says, I could really care less. Oh, so you're mad about it.
I could care less.
Makes me mental.
I could really care
drives
less.
Drives Jacob nuts.
Well, I can't stand when people say I could care less.
No, you're supposed to say I couldn't care less.
I couldn't care less. Yeah, you're right. I could really
Corey, care less.
Yeah, if you could. Wait, you could care less. Yeah, care less.
Just care less, don't dude. Listen to us, take dude. The weight off yourself, listen, bud. We just we love you as an actor. Did you see what I tweeted back?
Yeah.
I can't hit him with the problem. Hit him with the problem, child.
for unmemorable reasons, I can't even think. I've watched his performances again, like several times recently. We brought it up on the show again.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and then
we have our GV.
Just on my own, man. Sometimes, because I'll tell you what, we don't go to on the show enough. Because the second performance of Take a Stand, that's before we found that, that's the gem of the two.
Yes.
But sometimes you do forget about the baby, let's go for it. And just like the weird, like the dance, like his robot dancing in the beginning. I don't know how could we have ruined his music career. How's that? We put asses in seats. We also purchased albums.
Yeah.
So, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, dude. We didn't fucking
you know what?
Ruin
I'm firing back at you now, man.
Here's the thing about ego. If he would have just listened to our show and heard us be like, dude, we're actually fans of yours, just admit that maybe your music isn't as good as your acting.
Yeah, but who are we to tell him, I guess?
You're right.
I mean, just the consumer.
I stink at acting, and I still do it.
No, you're a great actor. You're a thespian, dude. But he's a great actor.
Sorry, I'm still
Marlon
in the role.
Brando compared to Corey Feldman.
Come on, man. His music.
You mean him to...
No,
you mean,
I don't.
To his acting?
I think he's a better... He's a much better actor. I would...
I don't think
teenage
anymore.
Actor.
If I go...
Dan, I gotta be honest with you, I don't think anymore, man. I don't think you can pull it off. I mean, like,
but that's the redemption story we want to see. Have him get back into acting and pop up in a thing where he can get over.
Nail a great role and do a good job at the role. Yeah,
just
I don't
play
know.
Like an like, old
if they
man.
Did do
like
a, if they did a Goonies reunion, that's what I'm saying. Like he would probably it would probably show how bad he actually. I don't know if he could do the part, but it'd be great if he could. What if he just came back and nailed it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I mean, this is just. I mean, come on,
yeah.
Dude. I mean, that's really
go for it. It's
They fuck you down. They fucking put you down.
Yeah,
but then they fucking then they put you down. Everything is down.
Oh,
fucking took it down.
That hoodie is. I mean, I know we talked about it at length, but that hoodie is awesome.
Oh, dude, it's the hood I wish it came with my things. Unfortunately, none of his hoods are connected. They're just hoods.
They're just hoods that you zip up.
Yeah.
It is. Change topics.
It's like something Godfrey would have wore 10 years ago.
But something that I saw that he wear, you know, when you see someone wear something, oh, this is Mangel.
Yeah.
When you see something cool, like if I could rock Feldog's hoodie right here, mm-hmm. if I could get away with wearing it, I absolutely would.
Nah, you got to try, dude. You got to make a big life
would
move.
Would you say I have to go for it?
Yeah, dude.
Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to picking out your outfits... Cool. Take a stand. No, dude, you should go. You could do a good reinvent but you don't like change.
I don't.
I'm
slowly getting used to it.
I do. I like change, like to like fun, wacky shit. But like when you came in today, you said that Billions was like, we're going to try a new hairstyle for you. And you were like, no way. And I was in my mind when you said that, I was like, if somebody said it to me, I'd be like, what are we going to try? I'll try something.
Yeah. Well, no, they weren't like, they weren't like mean about it. They're like, hey, we want to make it your hair look like this for a scene. And I was like, well, what about this? And they're like, yeah, we'll do that. It wasn't a thing. But I thought I was going to get a haircut. Yeah. That was the whole point. And then they're like, no, you'll get a haircut in a couple of days. So I just left the house with crazy hair.
I'm excited. You should let him do a new style, dude.
Yeah?
Do something fun. Get a Trae Young, dude.
No, dude. Trae Young has the worst hair and face in the NBA.
Face? No, that's a good-looking dude.
What? Trae Young is ugly, dude.
There's no way you could think he's ugly.
Black Lou, is Trae Young? You made a face when he said Trae Young.
I think he's a good-looking guy. He's got stupid hair.
Thank you.
He's ugly.
Bring up Trae. Christine,
why are you going to make me do this to a guy who I hope his fucking clavicle breaks in the next day or two?
If he fucking beats the Sixers, you'll still want to kiss him.
He's a good-looking guy, yeah. I think he's... Yeah, if he was on the Sixers, I'd be like, good, because he's cool-looking, but his hair is ridiculous. You got to do something with it.
No, he's an ugly dude.
He's got a crazy fear of his balding.
Look at that. What? That's weird.
No, these are...
He looks like one of those things where they show you what your kids are going to look like, and you're offended by it.
Like a picture of him chilling. Stop making game faces and shit.
He's one of the most dangerous players in the NBA, but you're not telling me that's not a night manager at a gas station?
Can you just get him like casual, not at the NBA?
What are you saying? You think he's better looking off the court?
Well, she just wrote out of uniform. She's trying to catch a dick pic.
Look at that. Look at that middle piece when he's giving
it only,
the shush.
It only read the word uniform.
You think this guy's hot, Jason? Come on.
Type Trae Young, tight jeans.
I want to see what's breathing on those legs. I want to know. I want to know if he's got a tremor. He's ready to cut through some denim.
Trae Young. Jeans. A light top. Yeah.
Speaking of men's body parts, I never knew how big Jake Paul's nipples were.
Logan Paul's got some pepperoni nips.
He's got some massive nips. Yeah, what, dude?
Nah, he's not a bad looking guy at all.
Yeah, he's got nice bone about? Structure.
No.
His hair was thinning. He was close to 300 pounds.
No, he's a good looking guy. He's like stunning, but he's like, you know, good looking guy. And he's fucking he's so good at basketball.
Yeah, he's very good.
I mean, until you put Matisse Thybulle or Tyrese Maxey on, shut that shit down right quick instead of putting old ass Danny Green on him. But this is personal.
Just listen, this is just notes I gotta get to Doc.
They would put Danny Green when you have Ben Simmons, who will shut his shit down, and then after that Thybulle and Maxey that did shut him down. So it's just, if you're listening, Doc. If you're listening. Trae Young, though, sparks such, like, anger in people, because he is. He's that guy. He hits the half-court.
Oh, and tells you to shut
up. He's the guy who hits the half-court shot and then also hits the fucking stupid floater that looks like it shouldn't go in. Or maybe it's also an alley-oop dunk.
Here's the thing of why he draws hate is because Dame Lillard was doing that to us the whole series. He's nailing these, like, fucking 40-foot shots. But he's just stone cold about it. He's just always, his face is the same. Trae Young puts a lot of like shushes the crowd, tells him to shut the fuck.
Hell yeah,
he does he taunts him in a way that
for someone that doesn't care about that series, he's
fun to watch. Yeah.
He took the bow at the end of the Knicks one. But if you could bring up that Knicks video, it's a guy in a Spider-Man thing. This is what Dan. You didn't see this.
I didn't see this.
You've seen it, Lou? Black Lou. You saw this? Oh, dude, it's not even about what they're saying about Trae Young. Just realize you're going to hear something at one point and watch a guy's reaction to himself. He's just, this is it. He's trying. This is so funny. Go ahead, play it.
Suck my dick, Trae Young. Suck my dick. Fuck Trae Young. Yo, Trae Young looks like my dad's dick. I never saw my dad's dick. He still looks like shit. I better not catch
him. Pause it. Pause it. Pause it. That's the thing. The whole video is great, but that's the thing. This guy, he just couldn't think of any. This guy does not work well off the cuff.
Dude, that is the best.
This guy's improv skills are not. He's not to be trusted.
Whatever. He's fucking.
He looks like my dad's dick.
I mean,
I never see my dad's dick.
But if I did, I bet it's ugly.
But yo,
because my dick's ugly.
If I did, I didn't want it. Yeah. I didn't want it.
Maybe I was a asleep, and then all of a sudden my covers got lifted up, and it felt cold.
He made me be a lady. Yeah. He made me be a lady.
One time, this is him crying. They show the cut.
Fuck you, Trey Young.
Fuck you, Trey Young. One time,
my dad,
my stepmom made us elephant walk around the living room.
She was naked too, and laughing at our penises.
Slapping her pussy lips. Hey, fuck you. Fuck you, Trae Young.
Penises.
Oh, hey, Trae Young. He looks so kissable. What?
I don't know. I think a lot of weird stuff since my dad used to come into my room and touch my tussy.
Yo. Yo, Trae Young, you ugly like that dead kid I found. And then I would come back and I would sleep with him because I knew that he was alone.
He wouldn't tell.
Play it back one more time. He's so great.
Yo, Trae Young looks like my dad's dick. I never saw my dad's dick. He still looks like shit.
I better not catch Trae and Dankman. I better not catch Trae and Dankman.
Now, yo, give me a shot at it.
Let's fucking go.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
We'll be back.
Is Trae Young valid?
No.
Fuck Trae Young. No. You motherfucker. I'm going to fuck you up.
Could Trae Young come to your
house? Trae Young would fucking fuck that kid up so bad.
That would have been the best if they're like, I always want to see them just unveil the person. We've talked about that before. You'd be like, well, he's right there.
Oh, that's good. He's all taped up and ready to fight, man.
The next one of these videos, if the person ever listens to this, I hope they do the thing where they're like, what are you saying? Like, I'll fuck you up. He's like, he's coming right now. They're like, what?
Steve Cope. Stelios Kantos. He's coming from a mile away.
Stelios Kantos.
Stelios.
He's coming from so far away.
Looks like my dad's dick, but anyways, that's a...
It looks like my dad's dick. Whatever you guys think, that's not... I didn't mean... I didn't see it.
Does anybody think of me differently?
Because he always fucked me in the dark. Oh, God.
Man, that is a smart idea, though, just to get great internet clips, is to stand outside of a sporting
drunk,
event.
Furious people.
After a bad game and be like, hey, what do you think of this guy that just hurt you? Like, if they would have caught me coming out of the Super Bowl, and they're like, what about Patrick Mahomes? I'm like, I'll fucking tell you what I think about that fucking cocksucker, motherfucker.
Headbutt the journalist in the face.
Just making ram noises. Start clacking my feet. Katie's like, hey, you might want to get out of here.
I got to tell you this. Fucking Spider-Man costume is fantastic,
it
by
is.
The way.
That is movie quality. You're telling me that's not Tobey Maguire movie quality?
Fan film.
That's Tobey Maguire fan.
No.
Yeah.
No, Tobey Maguire, there was textured on the arms. That's clearly just like, this is just a...
Play.
Like a super tight suit. And the guy's in shape and all that shit. So it works.
What would you say to Trae Young right now?
No, Trae Young. Fuck Trae Young.
Yeah, we outside, nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck Trae Young.
Also, I just...
Dude, my anxiety about going... Wait, I want to hear what this kid would do.
I would kiss him.
I got to hear what this is.
I would tell him he's a very good basketball player, and that was very frustrating, watching you beat my team.
Good.
Trae Young was here right now. I pull out his fucking hair. Yeah. Fuck Trae Young.
Trae Young's born. Trae Young's born.
Suck my dick, Trae Young.
I mean, that level of anger. Oh, now go to the video, though. Show him bowing. When he does the thing and bows, It's pretty badass sports thing. It's very Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue. I love it.
Do you think he's going to get under your skin during the Sixers series?
He already did yesterday. Oh, you mean like with his attitude towards shit? No, dude. The Philly fans are fucking vicious. So, like, if you want to antagonize him, fucking go for it. You're going to get somebody from Atlanta killed in a parking lot.
Someone's going to get a battery whipped at him.
Because they're coming. There's some Atlanta fans there. They were showing him in the audience. Not, you know, but like, that's what I'm saying.
I saw a tweet of a guy standing up.
Like a handful. Woo! That's what I'm saying. Like a handful. So it's like that guy. Like that guy last night is lucky that the Sixers made it a very exciting game by the end.
Damn, I watched the end of it.
It was so – they were down by almost 30.
Yeah, and then I saw you guys were down by 6, and I was like,
Not even a slight stress. Not even a slight stress. It's fine. They – bad defensive plan, and they also will not miss three-pointers like that again. They missed so much.
Oh, really?
They were just cranking them, and they were just taking bad shots, dude. It was Danny Green's got to step up. It was his fault sort of they lost that game. But love Danny Green, and they're going to take the series. No worries.
So it's Trae Young taking a bow at Madison Square Garden after he knocked the Knicks out of the playoffs.
Yeah, making the bigger screen, too.
For that. You know, personally, to me, I think they are a superstar away. And here comes the standing ovation.
And here it comes.
Like, they're a superstar away.
Trae Young, easily one of the ugliest players.
Look at this. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, man. He just buried a three at the fucking. That was great. Yeah.
And they're going to show.
The fag capitals of the world. Red Live, the pregame show presented by
Knicks Live.
Are they showing the back? Oh, here they show it here.
Hits it.
Oh, man.
Damn, that's great. That's got to feel just a silence in an arena like that. Just being like, I just ended your whole fucking
season. Ended your season. In your house.
In your house. And then you bow. I would curtsy.
Dude, he's impressive, man. They won the 5-4 game, and now they're up a game. 1-0 in the 5-1 game.
Yeah.
That's nuts. That's great.
Well, good. Both of our teams are in the second round, so hopefully we play the Suns tonight at 10. I said this when I walked in, and you said save it for
show. Now, Devin Booker, I think.
He's terrifying.
I think he looks like my dad's dick.
Yeah, and I actually saw my dad's dick because I slept with him in a pull-out bed.
He's an odd-looking guy, Devin Booker. He's got the complexion of fucking the Jigsaw puppet.
But what I think about... Every time I watch the Suns, which will be in my head the entire time, was that girl that sucked all their dicks that we watched on the No Jumper podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That girl that was like, yeah, you know, whatever. Then the Suns came over and I sucked all their dicks.
And then they came in while I was getting fucked from behind. And I was like, well, my mouth open. So they just took turns fucking my mouth.
So it's just fun to think of that. Where you're like, ah. And then Jokic hopefully can keep pace.
Yo, there was a girl doing comedy this weekend from Girls Gotta Eat podcast at the Stand.
Yeah.
Speaking like those girl podcasts. I don't know what that show, what is Girls Gotta
Eat? I've done it. I did that podcast. I did it like a couple years ago. Because they were friends with Jared Freed.
I'm not going to say name and shit on anybody, but I mean.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't.
She's a very young comic, I guess. Young in comedy.
Yeah.
But like drew the entire audience.
Yeah.
It was the Outside Show.
Oh.
90.
Oh.
Was 99% women.
Oh, yeah. And that's like,
and then she kind of bombed.
Like, it was on front of her own people?
Yeah, it was weird.
Dude, that is, when you go to one of those shows and it's all that, it's a specific audience.
They put them only on one show, and so they promote that one show, and then 100% of their people show.
Because Bonfire fans are fun because
they'll watch a comedy show.
Well, Bonfire fans also are fans of a lot of other comedy. Like, we've gotten a lot of fans from whether it be other podcasts or like Bennington or Jim and Sam. You know what I mean? They know
the comedy people.
Yeah, they understand comedy. Sometimes those podcasts are girls who are like, I listen to this at my office, and it's like my friend is there.
What is that show? What's Girl Gotta Eat?
That's what it is. It's like we talk about relationship and sex and stuff. Basically, they have comics on to be funny to fill the time for them, and then they get all the dollars. That's exactly what it is.
What do they say?
They just ask you questions about, like,
Dan, do you like sex?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly how they're like, what's up with sex? And then
do you like to eat girls' vaginas?
And then it's just you being funny. And then they're like, thanks. Okay, we're gonna make $70,000 off of these reads.
Yeah,
that's all it is. Yeah, and then that's why we're over here getting fucking nickel and dime.
Dan, quick question: do you ever like put it in fast?
She goes, she had a dog, and I was she had a dog, and I liked her dog, and she's like, do you like dogs? And you're like, yeah. What's up? What is this?
Do you ever like have sex in front of it?
But then you see them sell out on the road. They'll sell out like comedy clubs on a Wednesday, and you'll see the staff. Oh, yeah. They'll be like, yeah, they did like two shows of 600 each, and you're like, well, how's my weekend looking? They're like, you're half sold. You're about half sold. And you're like, cool.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.